From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's most widely opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, along with hundreds of his supporters, were detained as street demonstrations unfolded in Moscow and 90 other Russian cities to protest Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fourth presidential term. Within minutes of Navalny's arrival at a protest in central Moscow, he was arrested, but before telling his supporters, "You see now what they're saying, the city belongs to Putin, is that true?" The protesters said no. Navalny was barred from this year's presidential ballot due to his conviction on financial crimes, which he denies. The U.S. Navy is reinforcing its presence in the Atlantic Ocean with the resurrection of a naval command in response to increasing assertiveness by Russia's military, as we hear now in this report from Reuters Television.
The U.S. Navy is reinstating a fleet that was disbanded 7 years ago as part of a shift placing more resources against Russia. The Navy's second fleet will be responsible for the North Atlantic and based out of Norfolk, Virginia. Eventually, it will hold over 200 staff, although who will command them hasn't been decided yet. Russia's own navy has recently increased their patrols, although it still possesses fewer ships than it did during the Cold War.
And it coincides with the steady buildup of Russian and NATO forces in Eastern Europe. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of the Kandahar, Afghanistan police chief, officials saying Afghan security forces killed all three assailants before they could reach their target, no group claiming responsibility. This is VOA News. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island are on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing hundreds to evacuate. More now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Magma continues to shift under Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, jolting the Big Island with earthquakes, toxic gas, and eruptions of lava. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard says many evacuees are distraught.
You know, we've heard about the five eruptions. We felt the two major earthquakes today.
Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
There have been no reports of deaths or injuries so far. The Kilauea volcano has been erupting periodically for more than three decades, but scientists say they have no idea of how to predict how long the current eruption will be lasting. President Trump has reiterated criticism of U.S. immigration policies. He spoke at a business roundtable in the U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio.
Our immigration laws are a disgrace. And Mexico has some of the toughest immigration laws in the world. You can't just go into Mexico, but they allow these people to come up through Mexico and come into our country. And they know that our laws are so weak that once they get up there, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. You've seen catch and release. You catch them, and then you release them. Okay? That's what it is. Catch. This is a Democrat rule.
He also reiterated his call to build a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
You look at the borders, they don't want the wall. But we're going to get the wall. Even if we have to think about closing up the country for a while, we're going to get the wall. We have no choice. We have absolutely no choice. And we're going to get tremendous security in our country.
Mr. Trump said Mexico should have done more to prevent a large group of Central American migrants from reaching the U.S. border last month. The issue has polarized many in the U.S. Two extreme positions have virtually little public support. On the one hand, blanket amnesties and open borders, and on the other, deportation of all foreign nationals who reside in the U.S. without legal authorization. Malaysian police have intercepted a tanker with 131 Sri Lankans believed bound for Australia and New Zealand, smashed a large human trafficking ring that has been operating for more than a year. Immigrants included 98 men, 24 women, 4 boys, and 5 girls. A total of 127 Sri Lankans will be charged for entering Malaysia illegally, while 9 Malaysians, 4 Indonesians, and 4 Sri Lankans will be investigated for human smuggling. And in the world of horse racing, the favored 3-year-old horse won Saturday's 143rd Kentucky Derby. It was Justify ahead of Audible and Good Magic. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.